Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is your girl Corinne Lafont calling in for Between the Lines Empowering Network. We had a little hitch earlier today. The show was actually scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern, but we had some technical difficulties, and so we had to reschedule to now. And I'm actually waiting for my guest to call in. I'm actually texting her right now to tell her to call in right now because we have gone live. I'm telling her I am on, so she needs to call in. So let's talk in the meantime. So let me tell you a bit about her. Now, she is Kimberly McGeorge. As a matter of fact, it's Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and she is a quantum energy healer, frequency master, naturopathic doctor, and remote viewer. All are the words that I use to describe her. Now, today we're going to be talking about, let's have a look here. Today we're going to be talking about the secret to everything, manifesting the life you desire now, with Dr. McGeorge. And she's going to be sharing some tips and ways for all of us who want a lot of things out of life, but we don't seem to be getting it. We seem to be having trouble attracting what we want in life. And this can be in terms of love, relationship, business, finances. It can be in any area of your life. The home that you want, all your dreams, all your aspirations. You know, all these things are all things that we want, and there's nothing wrong with wanting them. And one of the things I remember listening to a webinar when it was saying, you know, some people feel awkward or feel that they're greedy if they want more out of life. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more. There's actually something wrong with if you don't want more. And it doesn't make you seem greedy or, you know, trying to be rich. There's nothing wrong with trying to be rich. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And in order to be able to live the life that we require, we deserve, we need to have the money to be able to do it, to live comfortably and to be able to help others. So think about it that way, that when you're rich, you're able to help others to be able to do better in their lives too. Yeah. And so we're going to be talking with Dr. McGeorge, and I see she's on here now. Let me bring her on.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. McGeorge. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just telling the listening audience a bit about you in the meantime while I was waiting on you so we can go straight into the program. And I was just sharing a bit of information that I read off your website. You're a quantum energy healer, frequency master, and all of that, and just giving them a bit of background about, you know, people wanting more out of life, and, you know, we need to know what's blocking them, what's stopping them, what's getting in the way of their success, why it is that they're working so hard, or most of us are working hard. We're doing all the things that we think we need to do, but it's just not coming fast enough, or it's not coming at all. You know, what it is that's stopping us from getting, attracting the love, attracting the kind of relationship we want, attracting the business, successful business, or, you know, the home that we want, the car, you know, that dream life that we all deserve, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And to me, the way I see reality, or the way my experience with reality is a lot of reasons that we don't have some of these things are our choices. Really, this reality is built in a way that we can energetically craft the life that we want and bring those things or attract those things into our reality. And, you know, a lot of us, the first problem I see with a lot of people, and I think you would agree from what I can read about your energy, is that we have this programming that is so entrenched in us, you know, from being a child. And one of the things, you know, I've been super successful, and I've been very blessed to be successful in my chosen path in my career and in, you know, expressing my soul purpose, which is another key. But my parents, they think it's horrible. They would rather me have a 9-to-5 job and sit at a desk. They think that is making it in this society. That's programming. You know,
yeah.
they can't
yeah.
wrap their head around, you know, how you can be successful and not go work for someone else. And so sometimes
yeah.
the pivotal thought is, as you're sitting there working for someone else, you know, wanting these vacations and wanting these things and wanting a nicer car and wanting to get out of debt, why are you putting your energy and your time, which is so limited, into contributing to someone else's dream?
Yeah, yeah. And I totally, 200%, is that okay to say? 200% agree with that. 200%. I just left it at 200, but I could go more. 200% agree with that, because that is exactly the same path I'm on, and I'm sure you're probably picking up that. I really don't believe in living on somebody else's dream, helping them to live their dream. I mean, it might be an ends to a means or a means to an ends, whichever one it is,
yes.
temporarily.
Yes.
But you must therefore have a way that you must be able to realize your own dreams. And remember, if most of us may have kids, we have to pass on that legacy. We have to show our kids what is the right way. You know, it's not a matter of just going out, getting good grades, getting a job, and going out and helping somebody else, because we do that 40 hours a week, you know, for 40 years, and, you know, the whole 40-40 principle, and we just don't get anything out of it. When we look back at our life, we're like, what have we done? You know, what makes me happy? Is that what made me happy? I'm sitting home here with a plaque on the wall, a watch on my hand, you know, a nice little thank you. Is that the be-all and end-all of my life? Is that what it is about? But people out there are wanting more, Dr. McGeorge, you know? People, what it is that you think is blocking persons from getting what you want? You said it's a choice. Are you saying it's we that stop our own selves from doing it? Is it because of our thoughts?
I think that's a huge part of it. Again, I would say the first would be the programming and being what I call plugged into 3D reality. So doing what everybody else is doing, making the choices everybody else is doing, automatically going to school because everyone else in your family or your friends are doing it, automatically getting a job after college, automatically. We're on automatic, you know, in this society, in many societies, in any society. It's just maybe slightly different, the expression of that. So it's removing yourself from that programming and becoming awake, or waking up that there are other choices and there are other ways of being and other ways of choosing that might be a lot more profitable to what you really in your heart and mind desire. And not everybody would like to be rich, but maybe everybody would like to have endless free time. And sometimes that comes with money and sometimes it doesn't. And so we can choose what matters to us. So you talked about blocks. Are we blocking ourselves? I believe we're blocking. Once we remove ourselves from the programming, then I do believe there's a lot of energies that I see in the energy fields and in the timelines that comes in through the DNA. It comes in through what I call ancestral memories. It comes in through the energies of society and what we expose ourselves to. So I think, you know, it's breaking through free from a lot of those influences, and then beginning to choose, or, you know, even the consideration that there's a possibility of something different for you, not for somebody else, not for somebody that you admire, not for somebody whose books you read, but for you is really the first step that begins to open the energetic field to possibility, and we begin to allow those possibilities into our life.
I like that. Just consider the possibility, because most of us are not probably, or there are some people that don't even consider that there's a possibility. They think this is the only way, and that's the only way. I mean, everybody else is doing that, so that's just the way to go. But what if, you know, you ask that question, what if? What if I was to take left instead of going right? What if I was to turn off this road? What if? A lot of people are afraid, and I think fear is something that holds a lot of people back, because if everybody is going down this particular road and, hey, that's the road to go, I need to go that way, you know, because I don't know what can happen if I turn left, Dr. McGeorge. I don't know, you know, and I can end up in a ditch. I could fall off a cliff. I could be kidnapped. I could, you know, a tree could fall on me. All sorts of different things.
Absolutely. And it's funny because my 22-year-old spoke to me the other day and she said, Mom, what happens if I do this and I don't like it or it doesn't work out? And I said, you should know the answer to that. And this is one of my favorite expressions. I said, you just choose again. You choose again.
Yeah.
And in this reality, we have this beautiful thing called free will. And we have that power and that ability to make another choice. We, again, that's part of the programming that we choose this path and we have to stay on it and we have to suffer.
Yeah.
We have to release, you know, a lot of that self-sabotage type energy from our field, from our lives.
But we don't want to be wrong. We don't want to be wrong. We take left and we end up being wrong. We have to turn back with our head down in our hands. And then the rest of the people are going to say, I told you, you should have just stuck with us.
And I have something to share about that, too. Every single, and you know this, but it is true. You know, you guys are going to, I'm probably going to get flack for this. I know people are right.
That's okay.
This is
my show.
I'm predicting it already, what I'm going to say. So I'm warning you. But one of the people I admire is Donald Trump, and this is why. Because he has so miserably failed over more than once in marriage, in business. He's been bankrupt, for goodness gracious sake. But you know what I love about that man? He gets up. He doesn't care what anybody says. And he changes that energy. And he takes the lesson. And he spins it into gold. Priceless.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. But nobody sees that because he could afford to do that. That's what they're going to say. He could afford to make the mistake. I can't afford to make those mistakes. He could do that even though he went bankrupt. He has resources, people that he can go to, you know, whatever. I don't have that. So they would look at people like Donald Trump and all those top-of-the-line people, Robert Kiyosaki, whoever they are, and say they could afford to be making those mistakes. I can't do that. And then they start taking in negative energy in themselves. And we're using the word energy a lot, but I want people to understand, what do you mean by energy? Is this whole, you know, airy-fairy thing, this whole sort of spiritual whatever, you know, ghostly kind of a thing? You know, I want people to understand what do you mean by energy.
Right, I understand. And that's a great question. And I'll say it can be as airy-fairy as you want it to be. It can be as ghostly as you want it to be, because I have a lot of experience with the paranormal. That's another show. Or it can be as concrete as, let's ask ourselves, why do we drink and eat every day? Well, what happens with that food that we take into our bodies? It is transformed, hopefully. It's not very accurately in our systems because we're not healthy, but it's supposed to be transformed into cellular energy. That's what energy is. Everything has a frequency. Everything has energy. We're energetic beings with a frequency. Everything you put in your house has a frequency. Even if you think it's not living, it's composed of atoms which are living, so it is living. It has a living pulsing frequency energy. And so that's what we're talking about when we talk about energy. And you've all experienced it. You've all walked in a house and you've felt, oh, my gosh, something horrible must have happened here. Or, you know, you go to Gettysburg and you can feel it. You can feel the heaviness of when horrific things have happened. You've also been places like maybe in a temple or in a church or in a holy place or in nature, and you've thought, oh, this is amazing. I just feel amazing when I'm here. And that's that higher frequency energy. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about energy.
Okay. It is something that you can feel, experience. You cannot put a finger on it. You can't put it in a bottle and sell it. It is just something that you yourself experience. And it's individualistic, meaning that what you may feel may not be what the other person standing next to you may feel, as well as it may be other people may be standing in that temple and have that same sort of feeling, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
It's funny.
So,
you can put it in a bottle and sell it. So that's
you
one
could
thing
put it
that
in a
I
bottle
do.
And sell it?
You can put
what?
Energy in a bottle, and so we call that homeopathic medicine or energy medicine, which is one of my things that I'm really knowledgeable about. So you can put energy in a bottle and sell it.
What? I am so behind. Come, let's talk about that.
You're such a devil's advocate interviewer. I love you. You make me jump on my toes. Well, you know, most people are familiar with homeopathy, which is it's the energetic signature of the thing, or as I referred to before, it's the frequency of something. So as I explain it, let's say you know you need more vitamin C. You get sick all the time. You want to strengthen your immune system. We know that vitamin C is good for us. So we have some choices. We can take an orange or a grapefruit out, or a lemon or lime, and you know, citrus fruits, and cut it up and try to eat it, or put it in our water or whatever. And we may get some vitamin C from that. We may not, because our enzyme production is so compromised in our system and in our stomach, we're not perfectly healthy, so we don't know what percentage of vitamin C. So let's do one better. Let's go to the health food store and buy a vitamin C tablet. Again, how much do we need? We don't know. So we can take that and hopefully, again, we'll absorb all of it. But I'm going to tell you once again, we're not going to absorb all of it because it's not all going to get to the cells. Or we can take the energetic signature of vitamin C, which is always the same, and we can put that into a bottle of water, a bottle of alcohol, into anything. You can put it in juice. You can put it in wine. Heck, you can put it in beer if you want. It doesn't matter. You can put it in anything, and we can consume that with the energetic signature, and we get vitamin C directly under our field. It doesn't have to go through our digestive system. It's processed directly into our field, and it alters our energy, our physical energy bodies and our subtle energy bodies exactly as if we consumed vitamin C. That's energy medicine. That's the kind of latest frontier of what's going on right now.
Oh, wonderful. But you have a book out, and I think I named the program today based off of your book, because when I looked at your book, the reviews that you were getting were pretty fantastic. And I just want to read one here, which I have on the description page, that people are saying, for the secret to everything, manifesting the life you desire now. Someone says, a review by Grady Miller says, that was in 2013, great things come in little packages. Do yourself a big favor and leapfrog any reluctance about what may seem woo-woo or esoteric on the surface. Mac George is all about making it real. Her brief book, Focus on Raising Frequency, contains valuable practical techniques to instantly improve and access the life phenomenal. The moment you start practicing what Mac George preaches, you will tune in new channels that will bring you all the good things you desire. I think that's a fantastic review. And I know I saw in your description on the Amazon page about the whole the secret behind the secret. What is the secret behind the secret? First, it begins, some of us don't even know what the hell the secret is. To even know what is the secret behind the secret.
So well, The Secret was a movie, and you guys can look it up in a book, I believe, first, probably.
I have the book, yeah.
That talks about the law of attraction, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so it talks about the law of attraction. It just basically boiled down is, you know, like attracts, like, you know, you need to become, you need to have in your energy field what you would like to attract.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really go into why that works or how that works. And the secret is really your personal vibration or your personal frequency, because that can actually be low or high depending on what emotional state, spiritual state, actually thoughts even have specific frequencies, but that's probably a whole other show. But what you're running through your field is going to be the sum total of what you're putting out, the frequency that you're putting out. So if you can learn to raise your own frequency and raise the frequency in your environment or the energy in your environment, then you will begin to attract the frequency of higher level things. So let's think about some higher level things. Diamonds have a high frequency. Platinum has a high frequency. In our society, partly because of the energy associated with it, money has a high frequency. You know, love has a high frequency. So you begin to attract soul purpose with a high frequency. You raise your own ability, you know, to run a higher frequency, and then you put things in your environment to attract things, and your life starts to change. And it can start with simple things like crystals and gemstones. Most people don't understand how powerful and historically for thousands of years these things have metaphysical properties that do certain things. Some have a protective energy. Some have, you know, help you manifest abundance and money energy. And, I mean, many, many cultures have used things like jade and garnet and, you know, many, many onks and tons of different kinds of crystals and rocks to change their physical reality.
You know, you're making us sound like we're supposed to be radios. You're talking about frequency and tuning in and tapping into that channel and being able to hear properly and pick up on the right sort of frequency. It sounds like that. Is that what you're trying to explain to us, that we need to really tap into that sort of channel, that frequency, that airwave, that what would you call it now, to be able to connect with what with your audience, with what you're trying to reach, your goals? So while a radio will be trying to tap into their audience, we are trying to tap into the things that we want and we desire.
I think that's a really good way of saying it. Another way of saying it would be you learn to co-create with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn to pay attention. You learn to tie into. People have different beliefs, so to God, to spirit, mm-hmm. to source, to that mm-hmm. that energy that runs through us all. There's a commonality to all energy in this reality on this planet. And so you learn to tap into that. And really, this is a holographic universe. I always tell people, if you want to know how the world really works, watch The Matrix, because that's it.
I love The Matrix. I have the trilogy. I took the red pill, Dr. McJudge. I took the red pill.
That's why we're talking today, because I've taken a lot of them.
I took the red pill. I didn't take the blue pill. I want to be out of The Matrix, okay? I don't want to be... You know,
exactly.
Just following
but
what
the
everybody
interesting
else
thing is
thinks.
When you can step out of the Matrix, you mm-hmm. then see that it's a game that can be
yeah.
won according to your own rules.
Yeah.
And these are secrets
yeah.
that people on this earth have known for thousands and mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of years. Due to the energies present now, some of these secrets mm-hmm. are now being revealed and they're becoming more available to the masses. But this universe has always been power in the hands of a few, not power
mm-hmm.
in the hands of the many. That's how you keep control. That's why we don't know
yes.
these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are knowing them today. And we are not going to make a few people have control alone. And we need to get the word out. We need to let others live. Let others deserve more, because there's greatness, like Les Brown says. There's greatness within each one of us. And
absolutely.
And you exactly. And we need to realize that. We need to stop marching to the drum of everybody else. We need to start, you know, to stop marching to the drum of everybody else, and we need to start marching to our own tune, our own music, and deciding what we want. And you know what I'm realizing, Dr. McJudge, is that people are coming out. They are kind of tired and fed up. I'm seeing that kind of behavior. They're just kind of tired and fed up of the same old, and realizing, you know, there must be more. They're questioning a lot more as opposed to just accepting. Do you notice that happening?
Oh, absolutely. I believe people are beginning to wake up from some of that programming that we get through the
mm-hmm.
media and, you know, through
mm-hmm.
our parents and through our cultures. And I think
mm-hmm.
they're wanting more. They're desiring more. They're desiring a richer experience, and that's different. You know, like I said, for one person, a richer experience might be a spiritual connection, or it might be more time with your family, or it could be a love relationship. Money isn't what money or fame necessarily what people think isn't necessarily what
mm-hmm.
everybody would like to create. You know, that's an individual decision in your life. But
right.
whatever you would like to create, you do have the power to begin to co-create
mm-hmm.
with that, you know, mm-hmm. that same energy that runs through this universe.
Love that. Love that. And I know you wanted to do a giveaway before we go on the show. What it is that you wanted to give away? Let me look at your website here. You said you have an MP3, or you may have changed your mind between this morning
no,
and
no,
now.
No, that's
when we were supposed
lovely.
To.
Well, you know me. Anyone that knows me, I change my mind kind of a lot. But I have not changed my mind. I would love to gift to your lovely audience with my gift. My gift is actually a meditation and frequency. It's actually encoded with actual frequencies to help you go up to the next level or expand your energy field and maybe begin to start to connect with some of these things that you haven't necessarily been able to connect with before. So it specifically
mm-hmm.
has to do with what we're talking about, which is kind
okay.
of, you know, synchronicity. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm looking at your website with your lovely picture here and that jacket that you need to send me. Yes. So I just needed to plug that in there. So I'm seeing that you have, persons can get it through going to your website, which is Kimberly McJudge, and this is Kimberly with one E. So it's KimberlyMacJudge, Mac, like MC, George, GEORGE.com. Pretty simple, but I'm going to put that link on the episode page so you don't have to worry about trying to write it down or anything like that. I'm going to put the link, so just click on it. And when you go there, you're going to end up on the welcome page, and you will see sign up for a mailing list and receive a free MP3 on higher frequencies. Pretty simple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to get that. And of course, if you want more, Dr. McJudge has a shopping cart right below that, and you can have a look at what she's offering. And if you think that it's not kind of freaky stuff, this is real things, people, it's not freaky, you know, and you want to give it a try, and after listening to the MP3 you think it's doing work for you, you know, and of course these things you have to believe in it. You know, you have to put some faith into it. You have to believe, and you have to be sincere about it. Because if you're going into it with doubt, it's not going to manifest itself. And we're talking about manifesting what you desire. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, in some of the work I do, you don't even have to believe in it. And I many, many different times throughout my life, I've had a physical practice where I see people in person in a more clinical setting. And most of those people mm-hmm. were sent there by other people that had had success, and they didn't believe at all. But, you know, mm-hmm. energy medicine and energy, the energy work I do works because it's based on the same principles that the whole universe is built on. So it's mm-hmm. impossible for it not, it's a natural law, it's impossible for it not to work. And mm-hmm. So belief helps open your field to absorb mm-hmm. it, I would say. But you don't even have to believe it, and it can work.
Wonderful, wonderful, because it is a law. It is something that's in the universe. So whether you believe it or not, it's not saying that it's not going to work. It is going to work whether you want it to or not.
Right, and it can work. You know, it's so funny because one way I can explain, you know, frequency is kind of the opposite side of it, which is, you know, a lot of people don't believe in, well, actually a lot of cultures do believe in magic or black magic, and black magic is negative energy work. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that will tell you they have felt at the other end of negative energy work, or even just a negative energy from a coworker that gives you dirty looks every morning, that's jealous of you. You can feel that energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, energy can be used positively, but it can also be used negatively, but it can absolutely be felt.
Yeah. Well, once there's positive, there's always negative. There needs to be a balance, you know. So that will exist. But we want to focus on the positive energy here. That's where we are going,
absolutely.
People. That's where we're going, Dr. McGeorge, on the positive. Because we need to be the ones to take more control of our lives, be able to live the life that we deserve, manifest the things that we are supposed to be and become. Yeah? Because, as we say, you know, there's greatness within us. We have the potential to do anything once we believe within ourselves that we have the potential to do it. And hey, if Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki and Richard Branson, and I mean we could call a lot of other people, Richard Branson, I mean if they can fail and start again, who the hell are we? I mean, please, come on. Failure is not failure like how we negatively see it. It is just learning from your experience and just wheel and come again, like we say in Jamaica. You know, you just start all over again. There's nothing wrong with that. If you decide not to do it again, that's when I see it as a failure. You just give up, and giving up is not an option. It's not. Not in this universe, right?
Right.
Dr. McGeorge, giving up is not an option.
The lessons are so rich in the failing. If you really use the lessons, it can really propel you to that next level. And life isn't meant to be flat, and a flat line can be a high as well as a low. The joy and the adventure and the beauty of life is a little bit of that up and down. And no, maybe you don't want the severe, you know, downs, but a little bit of up and down is the normal ebb and flow of life. It's supposed to be that way. So you're not always going to be, it's not always going to be completely rosy. We live in a physical reality where the physical body dies. We lose people we love. There's a lot that happens here that you can't say is the most incredibly necessarily joyous experience. But it adds richness and texture to your life regardless.
I love that. We need to add that richness and texture to our lives. And, you know, the ebbing and flowing, just like a river, you know, the ebbing and flowing and going over those rocks. And sometimes it's smooth, sometimes it's not so smooth, but we enjoy it nevertheless. Who doesn't like to go by the river? So, I mean, these are some things we want to leave persons with. We have 60 seconds. I'm getting the call to say, hey, it's time to wrap up. So before we get cut off, I want to thank Dr. McGeorge so much for the time that she spent with us today. And my apologies again for earlier this morning. But there must be a reason for that. Let's not question it. So we're just going with it, just like the river, ebbing and flowing. And I just want to thank her again for all the tips that she shared and for giving away that MP3. So please take a look at her website, KimberlyMcGeorge.com. I'm going to share that on the episode page. And, of course, feel free to follow her on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And, of course, follow us on Between the Lines Empowering Network. And like our page, listen to our episode, and look out for that blog post sometime later this week on my website, helpdeskj.com. Thank you so much again, Dr. Mark George. Have a wonderful day.